for the Queen. Harry was a cook. He worked in Greywall's castle where he had to cook all the meals for Queen Alice. The Queen was very unkind and she often made Harry's job very difficult. Harry and his two helpers, John and Carl, worked hard in the castle kitchen every day. But Queen Alice never gave them any money, so the families only ate cold vegetables. They were hungry and unhappy most of the time, and Queen Alice was angry most of the time. Nothing could make her smile. One day, she called Harry and said, "I hate bad days, but next Friday, I will be 50 years old, so make a birthday cake for me. I want you to put 50 kinds of food in this cake, and it must be the best and biggest cake I have ever tasted. Do you understand?" "Yes, I do," Harry said, and went back downstairs to the kitchen to tell John and Carl the bad news. John and Carl tried to think of things to put in the cake. "We can put eggs, jam, and lots of butter and milk in it," John said. "What else can we put in?" "We can put flour, mangoes, and brown sugar in it too," Carl said. "Okay, that's 7 different things. What else?" Harry asked again. "How about some lemon juice, apples, coffee, carrots, and chocolate?" said a child who suddenly appeared in the kitchen. Harry didn't know her, but she looked kind and friendly. "Thank you," he said. "Those are great ideas." Soon, they had 49 different kinds of food on the table. John and Carl began to mix everything together in an enormous bowl, but Harry stopped them. "We've got a problem," he said. "We've only got 49 things to put in this cake, but the Queen wants 50. We need one more thing." The girl took a pear from her pocket and said, "Here, this is from my grandmother's special pear tree. It'll make the cake taste really delicious." Harry took the little pear and added it to all the other food in the bowl. "Thank you very much," he said. "Now, let's cook this cake." Harry, John, and Carl carried the cake carefully to the old cooker. Then they went outside to work in the vegetable garden. The girl waved goodbye and disappeared into the wood that was next to the castle. An hour later, Harry went back to look at the cake. But when he opened the kitchen door, he couldn't see the table, the cooker, or the stairs that went up to the Queen's dining room. The room was full of cake. He broke a piece off and ate it. "Wow, this cake tastes fantastic," he laughed. "It's the biggest and the most delicious cake I've ever made." The Queen looked out of the top window. "What's happening down there?" she called. "And where's my birthday cake?" "We've made it," Harry answered, "but it's so enormous we can't get back into the kitchen." "That means you can't bring me dinner yet, and I didn't eat enough lunch, so I'm still hungry," Queen Alice shouted angrily. "Do something quickly!" Harry looked at John and Carl. "We must eat the cake," he said, "because we can't get back into the kitchen until we do." The three cooks began to eat the cake, and each day the cake got more and more delicious, and each day the three cooks got happier and happier. The wives and children came to eat the cake too, and saw all the people from the village came to help eat the cake. Everyone forgot their problems and started to smile again. The girl watched from the top of a tree in the wood and smiled too. The people from the village were getting happier and happier, but Queen Angrilis was getting hungrier and hungrier and angrier and angrier. She could only eat dry biscuits and she could only drink rainwater from the little gold cup that she left outside her window. The cooks, the families, and the people from the village finished eating the cake on the morning of the Queen's birthday. Harry put the last piece on a beautiful silver plate and carried it carefully up the stairs. He didn't feel afraid of the Queen now. He felt happy and brave. "This is the most delicious piece of the cake and it's for you," he said kindly. Queen Alice looked at Harry, took the cake, ate it slowly, and smiled at him. "She's never, never, never done that before," Harry thought. The Queen smiled again. "I can taste 49 kinds of food in this cake, but there's the last one. It tastes better than anything else in the world," she said. "It's a special pear," Harry answered. "A kind and happy little girl gave it to us to put in your cake." "Yes, I did," the girl in the wood whispered. "My grandmother's kindness and happiness are in your cake too. They were a present to you and to everyone in the village. Happy birthday, Your Majesty."